The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, Chapter 7, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 1st, 1975, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Let me first offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ultimate goal of life for one bereft of all possessions in this material world, and is the only meaning for one advancing in spiritual life. Thus, let me write about his magnanimous contribution of devotional service and love of God.
So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. In each chapter, he composes a new verse offering his obeisances to the Lord. In the 7th chapter of Adilila, he also offers his respect. He began his writing of Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was as old as 90 years old in Vrindavan. By the order of the Vaishnavas and confirmed by Srimadan Mahan. So, this is the process. One should not be writing in spiritual subject matter without being authorized by some superior authorities. It is not ordinary writing. The writing on spiritual subject matter is authorized by the order of superior authority. One can write. It is not speculation. Therefore, he says that Sri Chaitanyam Likhati Yas, by the order of superior authority, I am trying to describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Prema Bhakti Balan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is preaching prema, means love of Godhead. That is the only necessity to understand in human form of life. Prema Pumartha Maha. There are other necessities for those who are not devotees. Those necessities are Dharma Artha Kam Mukha. Generally, in the material world, everyone is necessity of gratifying his senses. So sometimes, under the cover of religiosity, they want to satisfy senses. The same thing, just like one goes to church or temple to mitigate some material necessity. Just like the Christian go to the church for meeting the problems of bread. Similarly, the Hindus or the Muslims, everyone goes to church, temple or mosque to pray something material. God, I am very distressed. Kindly let me relieve from this distressed condition. God, I am in need of money. I am very poor. Kindly give me some money. Or any other. I am now implicated in war. Just like Churchill, he introduced that everyone should go and pray for victory. So England was also praying for victory. And Germany was also praying for victory. God is perplexed. The thief is praying to God that this night I may steal without any hindrances. And the householder is praying, my Lord, thief may not come here and steal my goods. And God has to adjust everything. So just imagine how much busy is God. There are millions and trillions of living entities. Each one of them, if they are at all interested in God, not all. So they are praying, everyone is praying, God give me this benediction, give me this benediction. So this is not pure devotional service. For some material profit, one should not become a religious person, a devotee of God. Of course, it is better than the person who is not at all interested in God. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Chaturbhidha bhajante mam sukritira.
Okay.
If one, unless one is pious, he cannot approach God. So, one should be pious and without any motive. Not only pious, pious is the first condition, who can approach God. Otherwise, he does not. Namami duskitanam mura prapadante naradham. These classes are men, duskritina, miscreants, always committing sinful activities. Duskritana, mura, rascals, fools, and naradhama, lowest of the mankind, maya apritajnana, whose knowledge has been taken away by maya. Such demonic person do not surrender to God. But pious man who has got background, pious activities, such person, when they are distressed, they approach God. They know God is friend of all living entities. Sridham sarvabhutana. Actually, he is the friend. As friend, he is living with the soul, as super soul. That is stated in the Vedas. The two birds are sitting on the same tree. The tree, this is the tree, this body is tree. And one bird is the individual soul, and the other bird is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, super soul. So, God is always accompanying the individual soul to turn him back to home, back to God. He is so nice friend. Sridham sarvabhutana. So, if we want peace, then we should understand that here is my friend, the supreme friend, Sridham sarvabhutana. He is guiding me. So, why I am praying to him for some benefit? He knows my necessities. He'll supply if it is required. Why shall I bother him with prayers, granting something? Please give me this, give me this. There is no necessity. God is omniscient. He knows. And he says in the Bhagavad Gita, I know the necessities of my devotees and I supply them. Yoga Chimang Bahama. Two things are there. One thing, to possess something which we do not have. And we want to protect what you have got. But Krishna says both the things. I give protection of my devotee, whatever he has got, and I supply him whatever he hasn't got. Yoga Kemam Bahama. He's supplying everyone, but especially to the devotees. That is his special job. Here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very magnanimous. He, without asking, he is offering the best benefit. Krishna Prema, the best objective. Our objective of life should be to understand God. If we, in this life, if you simply understand what is God and what is my relationship with, and begin to act like that, then also our life is successful. Even if we cannot finish the whole job, or if fall down from the platform of devotion and service, still we are not losers. Tattva sadhanmam charanambujam hare patittato jadi bhajanna pakkuta. The devotional service is the process. It requires some time to fulfill the whole job and become perfect. But in becoming, before becoming perfect, one falls down, he is not loser. The service is so transcendental that whatever you have done, that is your asset. And if you stop, that is not good. But even if you stop, whatever you have done already, that is your permanent asset. This is the benefit of devotional service. Material thing, if you cannot do it perfectly well, whatever you have done, they are all lost. But spiritual, whatever you have done, 1%, 2%, 3%, as you have done, that is not lost. Therefore, the Shastra says that those who are not devotees, what is their profit? Even they are doing their duties very nicely. What is the profit? Because he remains under the stringent laws of nature. Suppose this life I have done my duty as a politician very nicely, but the next life I become a dog, then what is the benefit? What is the benefit? To become next life as a dog or God, that will not depend on you. That will depend on the nature. Pratityakshamanani gunai karmani sarva. It is being automatically done. 2 + 2 = 4. Similarly, whatever we are doing, we are preparing for the next life. Karmana. Simply, material nature has to give you a post. Now you have done like this, take this post. You cannot deny. You cannot say, no, no, I don't like this post. No, we have to tell you. So, for the karmi, even they have done their so-called duties very perfectly well, what is the profit? There is no profit, because you are under the control of material nature. But the devotees, whatever little service they have done, that is permanent asset. That is not controlled by nature. That is controlled by God. And He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Bhrashta Sanjayati, Suchinang Simatang Dehe, Yoga Bhrashta Sanjayati. Bhrashta means one is fallen from this devotional service. So for them also, it is guaranteed a human life. Not only human life, but in very good family. Suchinam Sumatangi. Suchinam means perfectly well behaved, clean family, Brahmana family. Suchinam. Suchi means very clean. So you are becoming all Brahmins, you must remain always very clean. Suchinam, that is called Suchi. And Muchi means unclean, gobbler. Suchi and Muchi. So don't become Muchi. Yeah. Uncleanliness is Muchi, gobbler. They're dealing always with skin, bad smell, no bathing. In our country, Muchi, the cobbler, is taken as the lowest of the mankind, Narag. Because their business is, when the cow dies, the Muchis are prepared to take away the dead cow or bull. They eat the flesh and they take out the skin and the bones for their business. Muchi prepares shoes. He gets the skin for nothing, without any payment. He doesn't have to invest his capital. And he nicely cleanses it, tans, and then prepares shoes and sell in the market. So get the money. And the Muchi class, they eat this flesh, meat. But they are given the opportunity when the cow is dead, not by slaughterhouse. That is not the Vedic scripture. The dead animal, you can eat. Those who are fond of eating fish and meat, they can eat when the animal is dead, not killing. That is not a very good thing. So the Muchi class, their business is to take the dead. After all, everyone will die. The animal will die also. Even if we keep the cows, don't kill, it will die. So, some cow is dying here, some cow is dying there. Just like the vulture, they eat dead body. So dead body must be there. So they have no scarcity of dead body. They can find out dead body. They go 3 miles above to find out where is the dead body. So that is also sense gratification. In this way, there are classes, Suchi and Muchi. Suchi is the first class, cleans internally and externally human beings, and the Muchi means the low class, very unclean, eating the dead meat, cows and bulls. So Krishna says, even one is fallen, he gets his birth in the family of Suchi. Suchinam. Just like in our society, there are small children. You see their behavior. They're coming, offering flower, offering obeisances. That means they are not ordinary children. They have got the opportunity to take birth in the family of Vaishnava, father Vaishnava, mother Vaishnava. And he's getting the opportunity of Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life. This is called Suchinam Simatangi. If one is fallen from devotional service, he is offered again the opportunity to take birth in the human society, and not only ordinary human being, but devotee, very clean, or next to that, very rich family. These are the two opportunities for the fallen devotees. And what to speak of those who are not fallen? Just imagine. Those who are not fallen, they go directly. Takta dehang punarjanmaneti, mameti. Immediately, they transfer to the spiritual world after giving up the body. And those who are fallen, they are not immediately transferred, but they are giving the chance again for developing Krishna consciousness and transfer, being transferred to the spiritual world. Because one who takes birth in the family of Vaishnava and pure Brahmana, he gets the chance again, just like these children are getting chance again. DTURC offering to the Vaishnava, obeisances, offering some flower, dancing, chanting. He's again getting the opportunity. Although he was fallen in his last birth, that fallen is not so serious. He has got again human body and he has got chance to be associated with the Krishna consciousness movement. And rich man means everyone is embarrassed with the maintenance of body. So if one is not embarrassed to take birth in rich family means he has nothing to think of maintenance. So either you are born in rich family or in poor Vaishnava family, you are not loser. So we should take to Krishna consciousness and try to execute it very nicely. And even though we fall, there is no loss. The human life is guaranteed and in very good family. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So here it is said, Hinata Dhirasadakam, Sri Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind to the fallen souls. And his special mission is to reclaim the fallen souls. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Reclaim the fallen souls means in this age of Kali, almost 99.9% they are all fallen. Their qualification is Manda. Manda means they do not know that the human life is meant for qualifying oneself in Krishna consciousness, spiritual consciousness. They do not know. Manda, Sumanda Matayu, even one is interested about spiritual consciousness, they accept some bogus theory. So many yogis, samis, all bluffers, they take care. Manda, Sumanda Matayu. Because Kali Yuga, they are already sophisticated, bewildered. And these people come to cheat, they fall the prey of these cheaters. Sumanda Matayu. Anyone who is preaching something else other than God consciousness, he is a cheater. He is a cheater. Sumanda Matayu. Because real progress of life is to become God conscious. That is the real progress. And without God consciousness, the so-called yogis, so-called meditation. What is this meditation? What is the profit? Simply some bogus propaganda. It has no value. Real progress of life is to know what is God and what is my relationship with Him and how to act in that relationship. That is real life. But they do not know it. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. They do not know it. They think by this yoga practice, I shall be perfect. My material condition will improve. And so on, they have got their own theories. And, but that is not progress of life. There are many rich men, many for me, without practicing yoga, they are having material comforts. So, spiritual life does not mean that one is improved in material condition life. Spiritual life means spiritual advancement. But people take it that take to religion means to give impetus to our material life. Dharma artha kama moksha. And when they are sassy, when they are disgusted, they want moksha. Moksha means to become one with the Lord. So these things are going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to save all these fallen souls. Hinatha. Hinatha dhikasadakam. The more one is fallen, he is the better candidate for accepting the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottamdas Thakur sings, Potita pavana hetu tava avata. My Lord, you have incarnated to reclaim the fallen. Potita pavana hetu tava avata. Mosama potita prabhu napaiya. If that is your mission, then I am the most fallen. So my claim is first to receive your favor. Because your mission is to show favor to the fallen. So I am the most fallen. So kindly accept me. In this way, he has sung. That is stated here. Hinartha dhikasadakam. Sri Chaitanya. So, a person in the conditional stage of material existence is in an atmosphere of helplessness. But the conditioned soul, under the illusion of Maya or the external energy, thinks that he is completely protected by his country, society, friendship and love, not knowing that at the time of death none of these can save him. This is called Maya. But he does not believe under the illusion of Maya, he does not also believe that what is the meaning of saving. Saving means saving oneself from this repetition, cycle of birth and death. That is real saving. They do not know. The laws of material nature are so strong that none of our material possessions can save us from the cruel hands of death. Everyone knows it. And that is our real problem. Who is not afraid of death? Everyone is afraid of death. Why? Because any living entity is not meant for dying. He is eternal. Therefore, birth, death, old age and disease, these things are botheration for him. Because he is eternal, he does not take birth, na jayate. And one who does not take birth, he has no death also, na mriyate, kadachit. This is our actual position. Therefore, we are afraid of death. That is our natural inclination. So, to save us from death, that is the first business of humankind. We are teaching this Krishna consciousness movement for this purpose only. That should be the purpose of everyone. That is the Shastric injunction. Those who are guardians, the government, the father, the teacher, they are guardians of the children. They should know it, how to give protection to the world. Namo chayata samupita murtu. So where is this philosophy all over the world? There is no such philosophy. This is the only Krishna consciousness movement which is putting forward this philosophy, not whimsically, but from authorized shastra, Vedic literature. Authorities. So, that is our request. We are opening different centers all over the world for the benefit of the human society, that they do not know the aim of life, they do not know that there is next life after death. These things they do not know, that there is next life, undoubtedly, and you can prepare your next life. In this life, you can go to the higher planetary system for better comfort, material comfort. You can remain here in a secure position. Secure means this material life. Just like it is said, Janti deva prasadevan, pichrim janti pichrim prasaha, bhutani janti bhutejya, madhyajinopi janti ma. So you can prepare yourself for better life in the heavenly planet or in a better society in this world, or to go to the planets where ghosts and other deities are controlling, or you can go to the planet where Krishna is there. Everything is open to you. Janti bhute ja bhutani mat jajino pi janti ma. Simply you have to prepare yourself. Just like in your young youth life, they are educated. Somebody is going to be engineer, somebody is going to be medical man, somebody is going to be lawyer, and many other professional men. And they are prepared by education. Similarly, you can prepare for your next life. This is not difficult to understand, but they do not believe in the next life. Although it is very common sense. But actually there is next life, because Krishna says, and we can understand the philosophy by little intelligence, there is next life. So our proposition is that if you have got to prepare yourself for the next life, then why don't you take the trouble of preparing for going back to home, back to God? This is our purpose. You can prepare yourself to go to hell or heaven. That doesn't matter. Because that is also temporary. Hine punne puno martu lokam visanti. After you have finished, just like you may go to jail or to somewhere else, when your visa or time is finished, then you are free from such life. Similarly, even if you go to the heavenly planet, when the resultant action or pious activities are finished, then again we are turned down here. So in this way, sometimes higher planetary, sometimes lower planetary, we are traveling. Therefore, our best business is, why not go back to home, back to God? Krishna said, madhyajino, pi jansi maam. Anyone who is Krishna conscious, he comes to me. So why not go to Krishna? Now, then the question will be, what is the benefit of going to Krishna Loka? What is the difference between going to heavenly planet or any other planet and going to Krishna? The difference is any planet go, you are under the four material regulations: janma, mrityu, jara, birth, death, old age and disease. But if you go to Krishna, jadgatyana nivartante tad dhamam paramam. If you go to Krishna, then you don't get any more chance to come down and take the material body. You can live that eternally blissful life of knowledge. That is the difference. So any intelligent man should take to Krishna consciousness, cultivate the Krishna conscious business and go back to home, back to Godhead for eternal life. This mission we are preaching all over the world because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to deliver the fallen souls from the clutches of Maya and take them back to home, back to God. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's magnanimity. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has offered his prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya. People cannot understand Krishna, and you are giving love of Krishna. If you don't know anybody, how you can develop love for him? So, just imagine how much magnanimous is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving such a nice process. Chant Hare Krishna, be purified, immediately you become free from this material bondage and begin your loving service to Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift.